As mentioned, Last Need to Leave by the Going by Dennison Albums with this Tisha B'Av, as I'll describe as Yom Hamar Vanihar. We actually, unquestionably, palpably feel as if we are ensconced in the ambience of the Kupat HaBayis. The obligation is not only to be misabel, but also to do a cheshbon ha-nefesh, to fashresh ma'aseinu, to do tshuva, with Yerushalmi writes in Yuma, Kol Dor, Shalom Nidda Beis HaMikdash B'Yomav, Ma'adon Olam Kidu Achrivo. Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, Ki'ilu Chas V'Shalom. Once again, we're undergoing the Churban. We can feel palpably many Gemaras that are found in the Sugya that we are permitted to learn, Dvarim HaRoyim, Maseches Gittin. Just the Iranian threat reminds me of the Gemara here, where Chazal say, in the context of Unculus Bar Kolmikus, Bar Achte, the Titus, have a boy, the Giure, he wanted to be Megayer. Unculus is the nephew of the Roman Emperor. So he came to Titus and he asked him, who's Chashev in this world? Amal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is Chashev. Ma'avid Buki Behu, should I join them? Amalei told him, Milai Nefishim V'lamasa Zekiyuminu. They are surrounded, they're overwhelmed by so many mitzvahs, so many obligations, you won't be able to fulfill it. Zil Igri Behu Ba'uralma V'Abizvesha. Essentially told him to go, and essentially, you can't be one of them, but pursue them. And if you pursue them relentlessly, doggedly, if you pursue Klal Yisrael relentlessly, then you'll have status. That seemingly is what the Iranian threat is all about. Somehow they want to be Rosh. At the same time, we see also fulfillment of the Gemara of the Isha of the Shiva Banel, the Gemara Nun Zayinim and Beis, the Gemara calls the Heim Abanu Smecha, when the last child Achman al-Litzlan was killed before. She told Hashem is Barach. And she told this child to tell Hashem is Barach, send him the following message. Bonai, l'chu v'imru le'arom avichem, ato akarata mizbeach echad, v'ani akarati shima mizbechos. You, Avram Avinu, only had to undergo one akedah, your beloved son Yitzchak, bincha asher, yichidcha asher, after as Yitzchak, and I would have been okay, Sheva Mizbechos. And the Gemara says, Avi also the God, Gunofu, Mesa Yosef Askol, the Umra, Eim Abonim Smecha. So we have to be Magish, Ki'ilu, we are the ones who are responsible for the Churban HaMikdash. And obviously, it devolves upon us the Fashrish of Maaseinu, the Sake in Yisroa Ma'avoleinu. The Chazal say, the Yerushalmi that I mentioned, Ma'adolav Kidu Hu'achribo, it's very easy to point the finger at others and to somehow feel that we ourselves are not culpable. We're very quick to see the Chisronos of others. We're very quick to ascribe to others all the difficulties that we're having in this door. And as the Mishnah writes in the Goyim, called the Goyim on the Roya, who's Vidigi Atzma? Person sees everyone else's the Goyim, everyone else's blotches. We don't see our own. They say over from Mishnah, I read from Rav Soloveitchik a number of times, but the Nachshol Shebayam, when the tempest, the storm in the sea, wanted to break the Sfina of Yonah HaNavi, Yonah HaNavi said, "Bishali Asar Azeh." He recognized that I'm the one who's culpable. Yonah HaNavi, the Navi Hashem, he's on a boat with a group of non-Jews, Baruch Hashemesh, and he's way beyond them from every perspective. And yet he knows, "Bishali Asar Azeh." The entire world in the tempest is due to my wayward behavior. The Gemara here in Gittin tells us about Nunches, Gemara tells over the story of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Maiseh v'Rabbi Shmuel ben Hananya shalach v'krach kol sheberomi. Rabbi Shmuel ben Hananya went to a large city in Rome. Amru l'altinim v'achad yeshu v'eseh asurim. There's a very young child in prison, incarcerated. Yifei yanayim v'tov roi. V'kvutzosav sturos lo tal talim. We played it here. So he stood at the entrance. Omar, mi nasal b'shisa Yaakov, he saw the roses in. Who's responsible for what's happening? For the turmoil, for the tumult, for the whirlwind. Ona also tina b'yoma halo Hashem. Zu chaton olo, v'lo obu b'drachav olo. V'lo shavu b'tarasa. This youngster answered with a pasuk in Tanakh that we are the ones responsible. And they did not follow his ways. And then listen to his Torah. Omar Muftachani Bo Shemer HaRav Yisrael. I'm certain he's going to be a great place that can call himself. Avoida. He took apparently some sort of a shvua. Shein Yizaz Mikan HaShehavden Mokom Mokom Shem Paisi Lala. I'll redeem him for whatever money it takes. Omar Lo Zaz Misham HaShehavdo B'Rom and Harbe. He redeemed him for a huge ransom. Lo Yavim Muwatim HaShehavdo HaRav Yisrael Umanu HaVishmah Ben Elisha. Who is that person? That Tino became a great Meir HaRav, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. What exactly did Rabbi Yeshua see in this young child that brought him to such despairs? How come he was so excited by what this young child apparently told him? What was the godliness that he heard with this young child? So the first he asked Akasha on the pasuk that the young child quoted. First he said, "Halozeh Hashem chaton ulo." Namely, we are responsible. And then the end of the pasuk says, they did not listen to the voice of Hashem. Seems to be a built-in paradox in the pasuk itself. The Mefarshim point out that we saw now from this lobby that whenever Chas V'Shalom Klal Yisrael is subjected to Yisurim, whenever we are plagued, whenever we are surrounded by enemies, first we have to be mefashresh and maaseinu. First we have to examine, do an introspection, do a cheshvan nefesh on our own persona. It's easier, as I said a moment ago, to point the finger at others and to ascribe all that which is happening to the world around us, rather than do a bedikas bayis, bedikah pnimit, and to examine vedik botenu to see exactly what we're holding. So this young child of Shmuel ben Elisha became a great gadol. So easily he could have pointed to others and essentially litlos b'ayim esakolah, the Lashon of Chazal. He could easily have blamed others for that which happened. So many people to blame. Malchus Romi mitzad echad, Snukim b'tusim mitzad sheni, Biryonim that Chazal described here, gangsters who were very miyuchasim, anoshim miyuchasim, and the mishpachas of the greatest in Israel, sheporku ol chachamim, and thought they're going to take on the Roman government. And what does he say? Not like that. He says, "Halo azeh Hashem chatanu lo, mishavi asar azeh. I'm at fault. I'm the one who's to be blamed. I got to take a look at myself. I have to be chesed b'tshuva." And only then he says, afterwards, secondarily, "La'avu drachav haloch." That's a secondary kind of comment. That's a godless anefesh that this Tino displayed. And that godless, he saw Abishua Mufakani Bazeh, Shemur HaRav Yisrael. He's going to become a Mur HaRav. Chazal tells us the Gemara in Yuma, the Baptist, and Yerushalmi in Yuma, that the Bais Risha was Nechra for Gimel Averos, Abadazor, Gilarai, Shukazdomim. But the Gemara said, "It's not Kumar Abayis. They were Yegei Matorah. They were committed to Limud Torah. They were Zohar B'Mitzvahs. So why was the Bayis shaming Nechrav? Sina Sina. But Lamei Chazal say she Shkula Sina Sina on Pineged Yilma Averus Hamur Shabbat Torah. And here also, is Maneinu Anu. There are many people that we could point the finger at. Who's to blame? Who's responsible? But at the end of the day, b'shali hasa alolo hazeh. We have to somehow point the finger at ourselves and recognize our achrayus, our obligation to try to do our best and engage in whatever possible personal tikkun we possibly can do. In this vein, so we had all over Chazal this idea, this notion, the notion of, as I mentioned, the second bias, sinas finam, the Chazal speak about it. So the question is, and many have asked this question, no doubt that baseless hatred is a undesirable phenomenon. But was it so severe that it should bring about the Churban HaMikdash? Why should sinas finam bring about the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash? It's true, the Torah says, you're not supposed to hate your brother in the heart. But is this avera so heinous, so serious, that it should lead to Churban HaMikdash? Rabbi Niemi writes that if I have a law, a negative commandment, that doesn't involve any maisa, any action, so that's not as severe as a negative commandment, as a law that involves an action. This involves no action. It's sinas chinam. It's a machshava. It's in my heart. It's true. The Gemara says, "Lasisnas achichul v'avecha v'sina shabalei v'akasim medaber." We're talking about sinah that's embedded in the heart of a person. But that should bring about the churban hamikdash. There is an issur of sinah. If you look at the list of averos that were composed by the Gaonim and recited as part of the Bidui on Yom Kippur, so there is a distinction made between sinah and sinas chinam. There's one line for sinah and one line for sinas chinam. What's the distinction between sinah and sinas chinam? I don't think the list necessarily is comprehensive. We're dealing with a list that relates not only to averos, but also to the gabra hachayte, to the person who sins, and we're talking about both individual and collective awareness that we're all chatoyim, and there are many qualities and behaviors that are not included necessarily in the list of prohibitions that I mentioned over there. And even if found there, it's not necessarily at the top. So there's a famous Rambam that we're all familiar with in the Shuva Perek Zayin. The Rambam writes the following: Al Toimar, says the Rambam, She'ein Shuva Elo Me'avera She'esh Be'a Ma'isek Goes Nus V'Gezel Neva. Don't think that tshuva is only necessary for those sins that involve an action, promiscuity, or robbery, or theft. Elo kishem shetzorich odom loshu me'elu kach l'tzorich l'chat meis b'deos rov sheyesh lo v'loshu min ha'kas u'min ha'eva u'min ha'kina u'min ha'hito u'redivas ha'momen v'akobin u'redivas ha'macholos v'chayetzu be'em min ha'kol tzorich l'achse b'tshuva. Rambam says a person has to do tshuva for all of his bad character traits, whether it's anger. Rambam speaks about hatred, eva. Rambam speaks about kina, envy. Kito speaks about frivolous behavior. Redivas hamoman, pursuing money. Redivas hakovet, pursuing honor. Redivas hamacholos, gluttony. First has to do tshuva, and he says, similar to what I mentioned a moment ago, the name of Rabbi Neirina, Rabbi says, even though Rabbi Neirina writes that the severity of the chet is not the same when there's a maisa involved as when there is simply the machshava. However, the Rabbi said, these are more difficult to do tshuva than doing tshuva for an action. When a person does an action that's inappropriate, so he knows what the action is, and he recognizes what he has to do. However, when it comes to these avinas, the Rambam says, Shebizman she'adam nishka ba'elu koshim difference for him. The Rambam said, these sins are much more difficult than those that involve deeds. If a person is attached to these character traits, it's much more difficult to uproot them, to eviscerate them from his personality. The Rambam is not only talking about the severity, as you mentioned, that we might think that these are not at all severe, don't require an act of tshuva. The Rambam is talking about the influence that it has on our personality. And when we speak about Sir Hasinam, there's a lav, but it's not that lav per se, it's not the transgression per se that brought Chazal to the understanding that this was the cause of the Chubba Amikdash, but rather the impact it has on the individual, the impact it has on Klal Yisrael, because how exactly does Sir Hasinam come about? Does a person wake up in the morning and decide for no reason, I can't stand my neighbors? If there's some ulterior motive that underlies unwarranted love or unwarranted ava, there has to be some reason behind unwarranted shina. There's no such thing as baseless hatred. It seems baseless. So what level of self-interest does a person have to reach in order to engage in sinas shina? So the answer is a lack of sensitivity, a disregard of general ideal human ethical behavior, a rejection of values, contempt for all these things. Sina is an avera, and it's a very unpleasant one. But sina sinam, that is something very difficult to uproot, very difficult to set oneself free. And Chazal say the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, when these are undermined, the entire world collapses. So we learn from the Rambam in Telos Taniyos. The Rambam who speaks about Taniyos, fasting. So min haTorah is an obligation. The Rambam says, "Shebizman shetavot tzara, when a tzara comes to Klal Yisrael, biyizaku aleha." Why did this happen? It happened because of our behavior, because of our wayward behavior. And the Rambam cites Pesukim. So we have to address that cause in order to remove that distress. If we don't respond, we don't. But now the kai in the mitzvah, which is beisara, the mitzvah of loy chatzetzves. Eliyahu davazem yiminu ha'elam miralano mitzara zu nikro nikreis. It's happenstance. It's just a natural kind of phenomena. It's a chance occurrence. So the Rambam says harizu derech hatzorius. What a language! The Rambam calls it. This is a cruel conception, a cruel understanding of what has happened. And as a result, we go Ramaslam, we dubbing Maseim Aroyim, the taste of Atsara, Atsara Sacheros. Chas v'Shalom, it could lead us to remain attached to our evil deeds and it will lead to further stress. As the Rambam emphasized here, number one, that any Tsara that occurs is because of our behavior. Secondly, we're obligated to ferret out, discover what exactly is the nature of this wayward behavior that we're unfortunately demonstrating, and it needs correction. And the Rambam writes the same thing in the context of even Taniyos and Akavua, Yeshom Yomim Shekol Yisrael Masanavim Ne'atzorah Shirubayim Lo'orah Halvavos L'tzorah Darkei Hatshuva B'yezeh Zikaron L'masinu Haroyim U'masi Abosinu Shoyek U'masinu Ata Atchigorim Lehem B'lonu Oysen Hatzoros. So the whole idea of Taniyos is for the purpose of doing this introspection, and obviously we have to do so, and do so in a very profound, soul-searching kind of fashion. So, essentially, Tisha B'Av, as other Taniyos, and perhaps even more so, has in it this element, and there are many, many very significant areas of our lives that we have to examine. So I thought I would just, by way of a little bit of an introduction, look at the Gemara that I learned this morning, Kamtzah Bakamtzah, and just try to extract just a few fundamental Musa Yisaydes that one could see from this Gemara. Gemara begins by saying, of course, the pasuk in Mishlei, Rabbi Avichanan, the pasuk says, "Ashri Adam Mefachi Tomid, Umakshel Libo Yibo Bara." And then the following statement ensues: As family said, the Makkah Patish for the Churban Yerushalayim, for the unbelievable tragic Churban, Kamsa Ubar Kamsa. There are many reasons why Yerushalayim was Nechrab. We just described them a moment ago, the Gemara Yuma. Namely, the first bayis, three Averos, the second bayis in Aschina. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Akamsa Ubar Kamsa, Chorav Yerushalayim. Could be the Gemara means this was the Makkah Bepatish, as opposed to being the sole reason why Yerushalayim was Nechrab. There were many reasons, but the whole story is so difficult to understand. The enemy, Bar Kamsa, is ready to pay for half the Suda, for the entire Suda. And what does Bar Kamsa do? He becomes an Akshon Shen Kamo. So I saw quoted in the name of Eliyahu Lapian Zechatzad Libracha, he has the following kash. Namely, on the Bala Suda. Here, this person is willing to pay you for the entire meal. What you're doing by refusing, by being in action, borders on, he writes, Tipshus and Rishus together. Both foolishness and wickedness. And therefore, says Abyan, the one who deserves a gewaltige pech is the Balabais. He's the one who's deserving of getting a pech. And he writes, I quote him the lashon that I saw, is had I been there, I would have given the biggest pech to Bar Kamsa. He's a Russian Marusha, Kelev Shebiklov. It's the lashon of Elul Lapyan. The lashon that Gemara tells us that Bar Kamsa said, "Hold on, the Asri Abanu Lo Machu Meishmami Lo Kanichalu." That the Chachamim are sitting there, they see what's happening. Apparently, they're able to acquiesce. They're able to be shalom with that which happened. So, Rabbi Elul Lapyan says, "What was his first statement? Who's guilty? The Chachma Yisrael, the Chachamim, the Rabbanu." They're guilty for all the tzaras that Klal Yisrael had. That was the immediate reaction. So now what does he do? Okay, the Chachmei Yisrael, the Rabbanan are guilty for not protesting, for not lodging a protest, but what do you do with that? So he goes ahead and decides to be a Malshin on the whole of Klal Yisrael. Go to the Caesar in Rome and say, Malshimus on Klal Yisrael. Shouldn't you alone? Shtagea, lost his mind? When you make a statement, as the Gemara comments over here, Mor Libuchon Yudoi, tells the Roman Caesar that Jews are rebels. So essentially, what have you done? You have more or less concretized and issued a verdict that Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom is a Misa. No one will be able to be saved. It's a Russian Marusha, says Abeli Lapyan. And he explains that's the reason why the Chachamim were quiet. That they saw, this was a Rosh Marusha, a person who's a shuffle Shavishvalim. Really, he should have been thrown out of the Suda. But he continues, Rabbi. Mar says, that Nun Zainam is Aleph, three Dapim later, which I also saw this morning. Tanya Omer Amalazam, Bo Re Kamag Dele Koch Shavusha. How great is the Koch Hashvashalim of embarrassment? The Rebbe Shalom himself assisted Bar Kamsa. The Echav is basically a service. Bar Kamsa, this shuffle, this Russia, was Zechat the Siyata Vishmaya. Bar Kamsa, he himself assisted him to be Machu the Shavidosh and to burn the Echav. Wow. Azar Russia should be Zechat the Siyata Vishmaya. Should be Zohar HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him assistance. Such a person should have been condemned. So Eli Lapyan cites the Chafetz Chaim Mishmeres HaLoshen that says the Yisod Godel when it comes to Teichacha. I mentioned actually the other week. Chafetz Chaim writes, only someone himself who's completely free of a particular transgression that he's giving tachacha about, he can give tachacha. As I'll say, the Gemara said in the second paragraph, or the Gemara says, Mum Shabbach, I'll tell you the Chabrach. If you yourself are not innocent, how do you go give tachacha to somebody else? If someone is nagua, someone himself has a negia, namely he himself is full of blotches in this particular area, you can't give someone else tachacha. If you do so, Rachman al-Islam, that's considered to be something which is absolutely unconscionable. Says Rabbi Eli Lapian, Bar Kamtzo is a Rosh HaMerusha, he had a sin haschina for Rabbonim, he had a sin haschina for Am Yisrael, Ochiach Seva Tchiloso, but once Kalad Yisrael was Nagua, this kind of sin haschina, they didn't have permission to give Teichocha to Bar Kamtzo. To be Mavayishin, to be Bokeh and his covenant. They were not allowed to be masking his expulsion from the meal. And of course, that expulsion caused them tremendous busha b'tzar. Had they permitted themselves to be mevayishim, even though they themselves were nagua in this lack of da'acheretz and sinas chinam, and they were nenash min hashamayim ki lo bisho on the time. Wow, what an unbelievable mahalach to understand why Chazal, why they were quiet in this vein. Rabbi Eli Lapian further points to another Gemara that says, Bayisheni, they were getting by Torah, Zehir Bevitzis, Bechol Midah Torah, Ha'isomem, Elo Shoy Oyev, Mishamomo, Besonim, Eilu, Le'eilu, Sin Aschina. He's medayik in the Loshon of Chazal, Yerushalmi Newman, the first parak. Sonim, Eilu, Le'eilu. They hated each other. Because she is in a schinam, she is kula, the negative of the Zora, Gila Rayos, which we has done. Doesn't say Rabbi Leo Lapian, Sonim Zela Ze, it says Sonim Elo the Elo. He understands that to mean there were many, many, I guess you could say in modern Hebrew, Miflagot, many different groups. Each Miflaga hated the other. And he says, because the Lashon of Avin is Amomam, each one said, I'm the Balabas, the money is mine. The other one said, no, I'm the Balabas, and the money is mine. And that's how he sees the Shoresh of Kol Hara, Avin is Amomam, and Sonim Elul Elul as a result of that. So we have this Sinas Chinam, which is the cause. The way the Gemara explains over here, Asher Adam Afachi Tomid, Umak Shalibo, Yipo Berav, and the Domi Bali Abusar always point out that Asher Adam Afachi Tomid, every action that a person does, one has to carefully examine before one does the action. Maybe there might be consequences that might be Rachman Litzlan horrific. The person would have to think a little bit before he does what he does. A lot of tzoras, a lot of merivos would be prevented. Basically, many, many merivos begin from dvarim shtusiyim. I say something that I shouldn't have said. I do something I shouldn't have done. Similar to the maase of kamtzo bar kamtzo. It could be even a meriva kitantonet, something of a small nature, something silly, something insignificant, a trifling that a person even doesn't remember what he did. But this is what Chazal begin, this sugya, Ashri Adam Mifachi Tomin. The person has to be exceptionally careful. Years ago I read, I don't know, I'm not a historian, so I don't know exactly if this is the what the true story is, but one of my history teachers told us that the First World War, that there were millions of people that were killed, began when one of the leaders in Russia, apparently they served him rancid fish. It's a story that he told us. Dogan Lupukolin. And at that moment, he became furious. He was seized by a ferocity, became mirugaz, atzbani, became very upset. And that moment, someone came and told him they killed one of his closest confidants. And together, it's the root of all these factors. So going to war, as a result, the First World War began that had millions of korbanos. Ashrei adam b'fachi tomi. To be constantly living with pachad and with the careful hizbonus of what I do. So here the Gemara again, going back to Akamtza, Ubar Kamtza, Chorav Yerushalayim. The Marsha and many others, they comment on the language of Kamtza. Kamtza apparently in Aramaic refers to Chagav, a grasshopper. Chagav is a sheretz, a sheretz al haaretz, kofetz, chozer chazara, he jumps up, he jumps down, he doesn't remain on top. Sometimes a person can, Baruch Hashem, elevate himself, and let's say Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, where people become much stronger, and certainly a day like Tisha B'Av can also have that impact, but often it doesn't last an extended period of time. What's the lashon of kamtza? So the Maharal says, kamtza is lashon kibitza. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a korban mincha. They would take a mincha of soles, a flour. They would take a kometz, a fistful of that mincha. They were makir on the mizbeach. So kamtza and bakamtza are two different types, two different genre of people. They apparently enjoy machlokes. So the Maharal understands they live as a result of machlokes. Some people enjoy machlokes. Some people enjoy divisiveness. That gives them excitement. So when the Gemara here tells us, one person had a friend named Kamsa and an enemy, Baal Dabavi, named Bar Kamsa. He made a festive meal, and the Gdolei Hador apparently also came to the meal. He must have been an Adam Choshev to have all the Gdolei Hador coming. Avalei Lushama, he tells his adjutant, Zil Aisili Kamsa, bro, go bring Kamsa to the meal. And the Shamash made a mistake and brings Bar Kamsa. So here again, we see Ashri Adam Befachi Tobin. This Shliach was not medaktek, what his master told him to do. He brings Bar Kamsa, the enemy, to the meal, as opposed to bringing his friend Kamsa. From there, the Chumis HaMikdash occurred. So the Farshim say, Bar Kamsa, he knew that he was an enemy of this guy. Why would he come? He shouldn't come to the meal. He should have realized that it's just going to cause a conflagration. There'll be mayor. So the Chiddush HaRim asked his kasha. And the Chiddush HaRim says, Bar Kamsa said to himself, let me come to the meal and let me see what's going on. If Kamsa alone is there, so obviously the Baal HaSuda or the Shliach invited me, and maybe he invited me for the purpose of somehow trying to create shalom, sulcha, trying to have some sort of repair the fracture that exists between us. Masha also alludes to such an idea. But the problem was that Kamsa, the deed of the Baal HaSuda, he sees they didn't invite him, so he comes on his own. Why does he come there on his own? Kamsa. Well, he's my friend. So if someone doesn't invite you, don't go. Don't come. Don't attend the Suda. Who asked you to enter this entire picture? Gemara then says, Asa Ashkeche Davi Yosef. The Baal Suda comes. He sees who's sitting there. And he says, Michi, Ahu Gabra Baal Dababa, Ahu Gabra, my voice on him. What's he doing over here? What's my enemy doing over here? Kum Poke. You're my enemy. What are you doing here? Get out. So I heard from, in my days in Ichri, on Tisha B'Av, from Rav Yaakov Galinsky, Zechasar Zibrocha. So he quoted from the Gdolim of Nevada, that he can see that a person, everything he does has to be done mitoch, nishim adas, u'menuchas ha'nefesh. So I think I saw in one of the anecdotes about a guy named Chaim Kadesky, Sarah Torah Zatzal, he had at one point towards the end of his life an Eruah Mochi, and he was in terrible pain, and he asked the Nachas they should bring an ambulance for him. And then also he said they should bring him a Gemara because he has to finish his daily requirements. His daily, he had the, how many blots he learned every week or how much he learned on an ongoing basis. He comes to the hospital and he sees his son talking to the doctor. And after the procedure they did, he doesn't ask the doctor what exactly happened, what are my chances, am I alive with Sakona? He remains with Nuras HaNefesh. He asked for my Gemara. I have to finish my daily, weekly obligations. So that's a Madrega of Nuras HaNefesh that obviously not many people can be zochet to. So Rav Yaakov Galinsky said that lack of Nuras HaNefesh is what caused the Churban HaMikdash. Should have thought a little bit before he decided to go ahead and take this kind of action where he drove someone out publicly and embarrassed him. A little bit of sablonos, a little bit of orach ruach. That's not what we saw over here. And the Bar Kamtze himself should have also. He realized what's happening. He should have left on his own before the whole balagan began, before he had to be somehow expelled. But Bar Kamtze was not like that. And he refuses. He's intransigent. I'm staying. You invited me, I'm staying. And of course, I'll pay for half, I'll pay for the whole thing till he's removed. And that removal will have, of course, to Rahman al-Bitsan, the Khun Mesa English. And a person also has to learn, that's what Yaakov Galinsky explained as well. You have to learn to apologize. We make mistakes. Sometimes we make them on an ongoing basis. But we don't have to be such akshonim, and we don't have to go ahead and behave in a fashion which is absolutely unconscionable. And we're also astounded by Rav Chaim ben Hakkulis. The Gemara says that and Visanuso, Shabshayim and Askulis. Rashi learns the Sabanuso because he didn't respond, he didn't react. So that was responsible for the Churban HaMikdash. So he also was taken to task by Chazal. We've been speaking about Anova in the Pirkei Avos Shiurim. Anova Shalom. Sometimes Anova is not appropriate. Sometimes a person has to literally go ahead and enter the thickets with all the difficulty that's involved and try their best to deal with the issue to the extent that they can. So Chazal here see many, many individuals whom they feel are guilty. And when we examine this behavior even of Abshayim and Abkulis, and the Gemara goes on to describe here very, really incredible things that happened. The Gemara said that the Bar Kamtze came to the Roman Caesar, that they're rebelling against you. The Roman emperor asked him, how do you know? Said Bar Kamtze, send them a korban, see if they'll be back with the korban. He sent the korban. Azal shad to be on the eglot kolosom. And the Gemara describes that an eglah mishuleshet was sent by Bar Kamtze to be makiv as a korban hamikdash. Ba'adid ka'asi shodah ben mumah v'nim shasayim v'amilav gudim shabayim. So a mum was made, a blemish was made, either v'nim shasayim in the lip area or in the eye area. Duchta, a place that did not have a mumah, did not have mumah. A mum that by us is called a mum, by the goyim is not considered to be a mum. So again, here in Mefarshim asked the kasha, what's the problem? Why couldn't he explain to the Roman emperor, according to your shita, the mum that was found in the animal is not a mum? But according to our shita, it's a valas mum. We're not allowed to be mocked with such an animal. Had they explained to the Roman emperor in a respectable kind of way, maybe he would have been mekabel. Maybe he would not have become angry. Whatever and others talk about what exactly these two items are, but the Gemara then goes on. I just want to discuss this last Gemara. They wanted to be makul the korban despite the moon because of shalom malchus. People are going to say, what? You can't be makul this animal because people will think you're allowed to be makul an animal about moon the mizbeach. So the Magen Avraham is the famous kasha. And this Gemara, he asks, what's with Bikuach Nefesh? Even on the subject of Bikuach Nefesh, a Svek Sveka of Bikuach Nefesh, from Michal Shabbos. So who cares? They're going to say, while he's moving, Krim will give him his bath. Who cares? They're going to issue this kind of rumor. Why should it be a factor? Magen Avraham is a Chadish, a tremendous Kiddush. He says, okay, it's true in this specific instance, would be a matzah of bikuach nefesh, but there's a shash that people will see that they were makri mumin al gabi amizbeach. As a result, even when there's no bikuach nefesh, they might come and be makri mumin al gabi amizbeach. So the question is, this instance, which is bikuach nefesh, is doche all the other mikrim that won't be bikuach nefesh or not? So the Magen Avraham quotes the Meiri and Baba Kama dafei. The Meiri says that Pikuach Nefesh is only doche, the specific event that I'm involved in right now. But there's no koach of Pikuach Nefesh to be doche, what's going to be in the future. That obviously does not apply because there won't be Pikuach Nefesh. Only now, when there's Pikuach Nefesh, it's doche. And the Gemara tells over there the following. The well-known Gemara, Gemara Baba Kama, in Gadol Be'em Adaka Be'eretz Yisrael, you're not supposed to raise small domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael. The fear is that they'll graze on the vegetation of others and they'll be osek in thievery, stealing their crops. That's why Chazal tell us that the Avos, Avosenu HaKdoshim, were roim. They were shepherds, but they were very, very careful to graze their tzon far away from civilization. The Torah has in the beginning of puts that not only over there, but also in the context of Kain the Hevel, Hevel Yaro Itzom, Makbin and Gezel, and therefore that's why Ebi Gadol named the Dakar Eretz Yisrael. That's a famous Sugi Baba Kama. So the Gemara tells over there at Dapei a story about a Chosid, Shagonech Milibo. He had some sort of heart ailment. And they asked the doctors what to do. And the doctor said, there's no takona ad sheyina cholav roseach shachris. He has to somehow suckle from the milk of an ace. And they brought an ace and they tied it to the kari amita. They tied it to his bed. And he was yonek, cholav. And then his chaverim came to visit him. And they saw the ace and they said, oh, listen to Mizuya Matok Besa. There is a robber in your house. And we're coming into your house. So they went and examined this person. And they found he had no avera except for this avera. The only avera that he had in his lifetime was he used an ace in order to suckle from, in order that he should be able to somehow be able to deal with his ailment. And B'shas B'soso, he said, I forgot the exact lashon, Yodeani, I know that my only chet is that chet. The chet of using the A's, Shabbati Adim Chavera, because the Chacham said, "In Lahad Begadol Ve'en Badako Be'eretz Yisrael." In fact, the Meiri on the spot, what is going on here? We're talking about Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha the Isra of Begadol Ve'en Badako Be'eretz Yisrael. Okay, there may be such an Isra of raising domesticated, small domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael, but this Pikuach Nefesh, the fellow Achman Litzlan, is in a sakona. So the Meiri answers, it's true that at this moment there's a Pikuach Nefesh, but there's a shash that maybe people might learn from here and might extrapolate from this individual, this Chosid, that the Bimagadlo, Behemadaka, Be'eretz Yisrael, even Bokam Shein Pikuach Nefesh, even when there's no Pikuach Nefesh, against the Gzera L'Chacham Hu Asid. And therefore, under those circumstances, we don't apply the cloud of Pikuach Nefesh, Doicha Kalatara Kula. Too late for you. Do we possible like this? Certainly not. But what was the thinking of Rabbi Chaya ben Abtulis when he decided we can't do anything? They wanted to do all kinds of things. Pikuach nefesh. He said no. So he said we can't permit to be makir b'mehem abal esmum agavi amizbeach. I just pikuach nefesh for all of Klal Yisrael because of the chash. They might come to be matir. Hakram was bali mumim gam shalom b'makir pikuach nefesh. That was the chash. Obviously, the Chacham disagree with him. They hold pikuach nefesh is not only doche the specific instance that we are presently confronting, but it's doche whatever future instances will occur, even though it won't be a matzah of pikuach nefesh. So the Gemara is, again, we pass it like Chachamim, but here, Abshai ben Abkulis was going on, and they decided that they can't somehow go against it. And the Gemara goes further. Yomru bali mumim krevim legavim mizbeach. They're going to say that we're makri bali mumim. Who's going to say this? How many people are there? In this, I don't know, I'm just trying to speculate. The four or five guardians that were around, that maybe we'll control them. So the answer is that somehow they had to go ahead and bring the behemoth and the entire Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin has to be voted to see if there's a mum here and the animal on that. Maybe they were shooting the efforts gaining. 71 members of the Sanhedrin and other Talmidim. Oh, so now it could no longer be kept as a secret. Some of the Mictalad, Lalais of Alemas, they wanted to kill him. We have a Pitaron. Let's kill Bar Kamsel. Let him not go and be Malshin against all of Klal Yisrael. Amr Rav Chaya, Yerim Mato, Mum, Bekoshim, Yehorek. So Rav Chaya says, this is then going to become public knowledge that the Chacham killed him. So even though perhaps there's a heter of pikuach nefesh in this specific situation, we're allowed to kill him, but there will be a toast, the dore doros. A terrible error will emerge from this. Hamat the mumikot should be already. So then the Gemara concludes, an bisanuso shraps chayim ed apulas echriras beiseinu besorfes echoleinu biglisonu meartzeinu. Again, like I asked you earlier, what do you mean? This was the cause for the Chumen Abayis, Shreva Sahevo, and the goats. Bayis Sheni was never al Sinas Chinam, as you mentioned at the very outset. How could they tar and feather Rav Chaim and Rav Kulis with the Chumen Amidosh? So the Marsha asked the Kasha. Marsha answers, Gam ki nigzer os golos aleh babur Sinas Chinam, that even though it's true, they were going to be put into exile because of Sinas Chinam. Efshe Shabbayis lo yadecha. Maybe the Beis Hamikdash would not have been destroyed. Shaya Amalchus Chasala v'ilu haya Karbanu Karet. Maybe somehow the government would have Rachmanus. Aval Atzal Shol Nikva Karbanu. But now the government was not brought. Haya Chamosu al Abayis Shama Ein Lo Tzarech Bo. Who needs this whole Beis Hamikdash? And it was because Sinas Chinam Yisholai would be destroyed. There was a Churban, there were Tzaras, but the Beis Hamikdash would have somehow remained extant. But now, that they were not masking to be Makkah the Korban, so the Roman Emperor decided, I got to be Makkah the Beis Hamikdash, ki ain't Tzorecho. The word, of course, that we have to really focus on is An Bisanuso. What a language. An Bisanuso, Shraps Chaya ben Apulis, is that which caused the Churban Hamikdash. I would have used a different term. I would have said tzadikuso or tzidkuso, his righteousness. It was in such a madrega, that's what caused the Churban HaMikdash, not an bisanuso. And there's also a concept in the halacha of hayrasha that you can do things that are necessary. And this certainly was necessary to kill Bar Kamsa. He should be malshin to the Roman government against Klal Yisrael because of Churban. So what did Rav Chaim and Rav Kulis think? So apparently he held the halacha. That's how the Rambam passage also passed like that. He held the halacha that only a Chacham Gadol, like Eliyahu HaNavi, Bishato, Bar Karmel, Kiddushin, or Rasha. Eliyahu HaNavi, Har Karmel, studied in Tanakh, in the Shal Shilis
shear that we get. Only he can issue a rasha. I'm not Dagav Eliyahu Hanavi. I'm Bisanuso. Again, Anava should not be Kaima. Anava that was not in place caused the Churban Hamikdash. I saw the Sam Sefer that he has another explanation, also very Mechudish Gedarko. Mishnah Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Vav, the Mishnah writes in the Foshes Maskinu Menatzad, that whenever you have a Bezdin in the Foshes for 72 people, so first you ask the Dayanim that are of lesser stature of their opinion. Because otherwise, once you ask the those of greater stature, then you can't ask Losan El Riv. So, Maskinu Menatzad, Lo Menagolush Dayanim. Chazal learned it out, Losane al Rib, Losane al Rab, without a Yud. Namely, don't, you can't be chodek on the Golish of the Dayonim. So once they express their opinion, you have no right to express yours. So first you ask the Das Kotten, and then you get to the Das Godel. So Abschayim and Kulas was the Muflah Shiva Sanhedrin. He was the Godel Shiva, the greatest of the members of Sanhedrin. But because of his Anvisanuso, he saw himself as a kohen, someone who was really of no stature, of limited stature. So when they came to Paskin Dishaila, did in the first house, he said, I'm the kohen. Let me express my opinion first. I'm the kohen Shibileyonim. And if I'm the one who has to present my position, but in Metzias, he was the Gadol Shibikula. He was the greatest Talmud Chacham of the generation. And once he spoke, no one else could be say Sidvarav. So this Anova Shodim Kaima was going to the Chukun HaMikdash. And with Sadusso Shabshaya with Abkulus. Nora says, Echriba es Beseinu, Besorfen Sechaleinu, Big Lisodom Yatseinu. The Gemara at the end of this, in the Hemshech, the Gemara says, Tanya, Omer Abulaza, Bo Re, Kamagdela, Kocha Shabusha, Shavesi, Akadubov, Es Barkamsa, Vecho, Es Besor, Besorfen Sechaleinu. So I always was astounded by the Gemara. Every year I learned the Sugya Gittin for many decades. The Gemara here is found on Nun Zayin of Aleph, this Gemara about Busha. The Gemara should have brought this right in the wake of the discussion of Bar Kamsa. Dama Pella. In the next daf, the Gemara calls this Gemara Avore Kamagde, the Kosha Busha. So I heard in the name of, he said it over many, many years ago. I'm going to Mendel Zaks. It was the Bechir in the yeshiva that I was in. The son of the Chavetz Chaim, the Bezag de Bruch. He said over this kasha. If I recall correctly, I wanted to find it, but I don't know how to look for things. And I was not successful. But he said the following yisod. We think that the Koach of Busha, Chas V'Sholem, Yemabai is someone, so that Koach helps Miyad, Bambakov. So the answer, Chavetz Chaim Hishver said, no, Yesh Din V'Yesh Dayim. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has Erech HaPayim. He's very long-winded. The service Shal Dovar, someone who caused Busha, is going to be punished, even if it's many years later on. So this is the story that is told. There was a wealthy Jew in Radin who rented his house to a woman who was an almana, and she was not able to, at a certain point in time, to pay for the rental for a number of months. He decided, I have to throw her out. He decided that she has to be removed from the house, and it was a very blustery winter with a lot of snow and very cold. The Chavetz Chaim himself intervened. He tried to convince the Balabayis, don't do this, this is cruel. Punishment for this woman, to throw the woman almana into this weather. He said, no, maske beton, this is my panosa. This is my panosa, I have no choice. And he threw her essentially to the blustery wind. So the Chavetz Chaim said, ain li safek, I have no doubt that he's going to be punished for what he did. And even if it won't happen right away, eventually the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to get to him. And 30 years later, there was a terrible Magefa, and that Russia in the Magefa, his life ended. So 30 years later, Ribbono Shel Olam paid back that which he deserved, and therefore, the Gemara is telling you, said, I'm going to Mendel Zaks, name of Ishmael, the Chafetz Chaim, let me call the details of the honor with you, that this is the reason why this Gemara appears later, a daf later, and not on the heels of the story of Kamsa by Kamsa. You forgot about the story. He doesn't forget. And he's going to punish the person with the Vayish by Kamsa. Borei, Kamagodo, Kersel Shabush. Okay, there's a lot to discuss in this Gemara, a lot more, but perhaps we'll begin with the first of the kinos.
Thank you.